Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to conclude an IELTS essay. Tips from a 20-year veteran. A well-written conclusion can make the difference between a good IELTS essay and a great one. It's your final opportunity to impress the examiner and demonstrate your mastery of the English language. In my 20 years of experience teaching IELTS, I've seen countless essays, and I can confidently say that a strong conclusion can significantly impact your score. This article will guide you on how to effectively conclude an IELTS essay, providing you with the tools and techniques to leave a lasting impression. The importance of a strong conclusion. Your IELTS essay conclusion is more than just a summary of your main points. It's a chance to reiterate your stance, briefly remind the examiner of your overall position on the topic, leave a lasting impression. Offer a final thought or reflection that encourages further contemplation. Demonstrate your language skills. Showcase your ability to use a variety of grammatical structures and vocabulary. Crafting a powerful conclusion. Here's a step-by-step approach to crafting a compelling conclusion for your IELTS essay. 1. Transition smoothly. Begin your conclusion with a clear transition phrase or sentence. This signals to the examiner that you are moving from the body paragraphs to your final thoughts. Some effective transition phrases include, in conclusion, to summarize, ultimately, therefore, as a result, 2. Restate your thesis, but don't repeat. Paraphrase your main argument, reminding the examiner of the key points you've discussed. Avoid simply copying and pasting your thesis statement from the introduction. Instead, rephrase it using different vocabulary and sentence structure. 3. Summarize your main points, briefly. Concisely touch upon the supporting arguments you presented in your body paragraphs. Remember, this is just a brief recap, not a place to introduce new information. 4. Offer a final thought or recommendation. This is your opportunity to leave a lasting impression on the examiner. You can achieve this by providing a prediction or warning. If these trends continue, we can expect offering a solution or recommendation. One way to address this issue is to posing a rhetorical question. In the face of such challenges, how can we afford to ignore? 5. Keep it concise. Your conclusion should be approximately the same length as your introduction, about 2 to 3 sentences. Avoid rambling or introducing new information. Example conclusion. Let's look at an example. Imagine your essay topic is about the benefits of studying abroad. Here's a possible conclusion. Study-abroad benefits, students graduating, a photo of diverse students in graduation gowns tossing their caps in the air, with a backdrop of a famous international university. In conclusion, the advantages of studying abroad are numerous and far-reaching. Not only does it foster personal growth and cultural understanding, but it also enhances career prospects in an increasingly globalized world. By embracing the challenges and opportunities of studying abroad, individuals can equip themselves with invaluable skills and experiences that will benefit them for years to come. Common mistakes to avoid: introducing new arguments or evidence, repeating your thesis statement word for word, using overly informal language, making broad generalizations without supporting evidence, ending abruptly without a clear sense of closure. Final tips for success. Practice makes perfect. Write practice conclusions for different IELTS essay topics. Get feedback. Ask a teacher or tutor to review your conclusions and provide constructive criticism. Time management. Allocate sufficient time to plan and write your conclusion during the exam. By following these tips and putting in the effort, you can learn to write strong, effective conclusions that will help you achieve your desired IELTS score. Remember, a well-crafted conclusion is the final brushstroke in a masterpiece. It completes the picture and leaves a lasting impression on the viewer. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.